It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos out in the street. Tacos, all you can eat. Lettuce and shells, cheese and meat. It's raining tacos. Yum, 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 yum.
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos.
Okay, we're recording. Welcome to the third half.
This version of It's Raining Tacos I found is 10 hours long. All right. Wait, this is the second half.
Mm-hmm.
The third half. Still got more to talk about in my travels about the Los Angeles way. So Andrew's eating a Quest bar. So if you hear any chewing, that's what that is. Because I can hear it. He's got a very loud rapper. All right. So where we left off was, let's see here. Saturday, I went to the Peterson Griffiths. Back to Sunday now. So Sunday, I talked to a coworker and like I discussed that, you know, I had a decent car. This guy has an XJS, like a 70s Jag. Something or other. Andrew's just staring off into space, so I don't know if that's the correct car. He can just nod.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, like, we went out to dinner
big
one
night. Coupe.
Yeah.
That's a coupe. Or a convertible.
It was a coupe. It was not a convertible. But he, you know, so we talked a little bit about cars, and then, you know, obviously he saw the car that I had for rental and knew that I was an enthusiast and said, hey, you got to do, like, this trip. He made up a road trip for me, like, places to go. Because I was just going to do the typical thing of like maybe trying to drive the PCH up to Santa Monica or something and back down. But he told me like some cool places to go. And I was like, sweet, because I would never have thought to take this route. And it was basically a loop through the mountains down to San Diego and back up. Take all day. Be a fun trip. So I leave early enough in the morning and I travel out of Los Angeles, and the first place I stop is Moe's Egg House, which is just a...
Welcome to Moe's!
Yeah. So, Moe's Egg House is... Oh, I should probably look up, like, where the shit is, right? Moe's Egg House, in case anybody wants to go. Of course, the Google page here doesn't have... There we go. Temecula.
Just in case anybody wants to goes
yeah.
to Moe's, now they knows.
Yeah.
Where it is.
So this is just a little joint off of the Interstate 15 in Temecula, like an hour away from Los Angeles where I was. And it was good. It was just a nice place, like nothing crazy. It was just a decent diner. But I got the lox plate. I don't know if you know what that is, Andrew. That's the smoked salmon. He's making faces, vomitous faces right now. But I fucking loved it because... I don't get to get, you know, smoked salmon and shit like that very often, and it was fucking delicious. Oh, I loved it. So I had my breakfast, and I moved on, because the next stop was a little place called Palomar Observatory in Palomar Mountain, California.
How much observatory can you take?
Well, this one was good because the way to get there was way the fuck more fun than... the Griffith Observatory, which was just a disaster of traffic, right? So the Palomar Observatory is up in these mountains. Like, so what's interesting is somebody who's never been to California is I never really realized, like, you see some of the videos of people driving the mountains. You know, they talk about the mountains outside L.A. or something, you drive them. I never really realized what that meant, I guess, because when you see them in person, then you get to see, like, the scope of the mountains and how much of it there actually is. Because Los Angeles is just this flat shithole of concrete and traffic and stuff. But, like, 2 hours outside of L.A., going towards this Palomar Mountain is just, like, fun, twisty back roads, not a lot of traffic. And I'm driving past orange orchards and maybe some lemon. I don't know, but it was just...
Smells good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it smelled good. Like, it was nice weather and sunny. And I'm just taking these back roads and enjoying the drive. And at one point, I passed... There was a town out there called Funner. And the sign said Funner, like, 10 miles or something. I wanted to stop and spray paint on there more fun. Because that's the proper grammar.
You mean more funner?
Yeah, no. It was a grammar joke, damn it. It was a shitty grammar joke. And then as I'm getting off this Highway 76, which is not that great, but it's still kind of a nice drive, you should go to Google and look up Palomar Observatory and just look at the roads that lead up there, because they're like fucking spaghetti falling on the floor. And I pass a sign that says extremely windy roads ahead, and I'm like, yes, here we go. This is going to be fun. And I got really lucky, I think, because it was only about 10 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't behind anybody for the however many 2 or 3, 4 or 5 miles it is up these super twisty switchbacks. And I thought it was fun as shit. I put the car in sport mode and drove the fuck out of it. And I'm sure Andrew probably would have figured out how to get it, like, crashy sideways or something, but I was a little bit nervous. I didn't want to do that. I have a history of crashing cars, trying to drive them. Right, so it's like...
You did it once. You don't have a history of it.
Well, I do.
History shows you did it.
Oh. Well, but still, you know, I mean, I am on a business trip in a rental car, so it's like, I don't want to break the fucking thing or whatever, but I drove it pretty hard, for me anyway, I guess. But it was fun. It was absolutely gorgeous, and you're just climbing up these roads, and, you know, I passed a few, like, sporty cars. There was a Ford RS at one point, like, hauling ass the opposite direction, some motorcycles. So there's other people out there doing that. And I get up to this observatory finally. It's at 5,500 some feet.
Could you imagine anything like that happening in New Hampshire?
No. No, because for one thing, these mountain roads would just be to get from point A to point B of some shitty town in New Hampshire. So they'd be filled with grandmothers and people from Vermont that are driving their Subarus below the speed limit.
But would you ever see someone else enjoying the road at a high rate of speed?
Yeah, almost never. I think the only time in New Hampshire we ever saw that is when we went on, like, cruises with other car people and it was a scheduled event or whatever. I don't know. I don't know where people are that enjoy driving in New Hampshire. But so anyway, like, it was... Ooh, excuse me. That was fun. So I made it to the observatory and there was actually snow on the ground. I was surprised by that. I guess there's... You know, when you get up at the 5,000 fucking feet, there's actual snow on the ground. So it's like, hey, look at that. I'm in California and there's snow. So I get to the observatory and there's a little gift shop. And to me, like, I'm a fucking nerd. I like astronomy. This thing has a 22-inch mirror. Is that right? 22? No. Hang on. I'm going to look it up. But, you know, you've seen a telescope before, right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't feel like a 22-inch mirror is impressive.
I'm trying to find.
Was it a 22-foot mirror?
48-inch.
Why is that impressive?
Sorry.
I don't understand.
60-inch.
Make up your fucking mind.
Here we go. Sorry, there's three telescopes up there. There's three observatories. 200-inch mirror. There we go.
All right, that sounds a little more impressive.
You didn't see any of these photos, though, did
No,
you?
I haven't seen anything. I wanted
Shit.
To go totally unknown into this.
That's right. So you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Nope.
Well, fuck. Now I got to find those photos real quick here.
The chat says pastronomy. The study of Travis Pastrana or pasta?
Yeah. Pastronomy. Shit. Where do these fucking photos go?
All right. Well, it's an audio show. We only look at photos now. I can look at photos another time.
Well, it would give you an idea because you're like, yeah, well, I don't give a fuck. It's gay. But it's huge, right? So, fuck. I really want to show you a picture because I feel like it would give you an idea. Anyway, like 200 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 6'2". That's 74 inches. So picture a mirror that's
two and a half, two and three of you.
Yeah. It's in diameter. It's fucking big.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in this dome, right? You've seen an observatory, and it's just this massive structure. And apparently it was the largest telescope up until like the 90s or something in the world.
Hmm.
And they've done a lot of cool stuff, a lot of nerdy shit. Anyway, so I see that and comes and go. Oh, there were some guys showed up like they were like on Harleys and bikers. I was scared of them. I was like, oh, God, these guys are going to rob me
because mm-hmm.
they had their biker jackets. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's a California biker gang.
Mm.
What are they doing here? They're going to just rob people?
No, it's probably just the obnoxious faggots who go to Laconia every year.
Yeah, probably. But that's the thought I had because I was like, because like the one guy was like walking around looking at the telescope. There was an observation area. It's a working telescope.
Yeah, bikers are allowed to look at telescopes.
I didn't finish my
statement.
And
black people.
He was wearing a bandana over his face the whole time. I thought that was a little weird.
No, like, I don't. They're driving dust, bugs.
Yeah, but he's in a.
That is weird. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Basically, picture a guy in a museum and he's still wearing the bandana. I thought it was fucking weird.
Oh, he's going to rob it.
That's what I thought.
Can he rob a telescope?
No, they don't have any money.
Right.
It was bizarre. So, anyway, I just closed the window I needed.
Everything those guys do, it's all for the look.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
They bought the bike because they want to be looked at, and they're trying to make some kind of statement that no one gives a shit about but them, and they wear the leather and the bandana, and they get the tats, and they have the facial hair. It's all, I don't know, it's all for a look. It's just, it's kind of like, I don't get it. It's yeah. like being in a band and not giving a shit about being good at playing an instrument or singing,
yeah,
but just worrying way too much about what kind of pants you're going to wear on stage.
Ooh. Maybe so. Here we go.
Because if they were really into biking, they would not have Harleys. That is a big something.
That's like half the telescope. You can't see the whole thing. But this is a stepladder for a human being that's about 6 feet tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just picture this huge fucking structure. It was impressive. I mean, I've seen telescopes and shit, but this thing was fucking big.
Wow.
There you go. See, that's what people look like, too. And it's just, yeah, it is hard to describe via words alone. So I continue on my journey from there, because it's about noon now or something. And so I go back down the mountain and very windy roads. At this point, I think there was enough traffic where I basically kept getting behind slow fucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just have to pull over and I would sit there. And it was kind of frustrating because, like, I'd see somebody go, like, I'd pull over to let this slow fuck get by. And just about the time, I'm like, I could probably, like, drive this car quickly now without catching up to them too soon. And somebody else would go by. So, you know, you've been on a drive before, Andrew, where mm-hmm. you just can't catch up. But I did see a Ferrari at one point. That was kind of neat.
Oh, wow. What kind of Ferrari?
Probably, like, a 458 or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. one of the 2000s-ish, like maybe 10 years old or something. It didn't look like, I don't know. Ferraris all sort of look the same when they drive by and they're black.
Oh, wow, yeah. Black one.
Yeah, it was black.
Mm.
That was kind of different. But that was fun. Very twisty roads, and it comes out, and you're just going through the hills, and like it was beautiful. It went by Lake Henshaw at one point, which is kind of cool because you just like you're driving down the mountains, and all of a sudden, bam, it's just flat. There's another super flat valley with farms and shit in it.
Hmm.
And so I continued on my way down to this is Spanish. It's Santa
Isabel.
Oh. I thought, like, I was trying to, in my head, I was like, Santa Isabel.
Or yeah, something. It's Russian.
Yeah. Spanish. Santa Isabel. Santa Isabel. But the reason I went there is because there, that's where I had the pie. There was a Julian Pie Company, so I stopped, and I got the pie with the cheese. And then I was told to go to Dudley's Bakery, which is around the corner, to get, like, the guy, the coworker I was with, he really likes bread, I guess. He's one of these people that's like, oh, they got good bread. And I'm like, all right, whatever. But he asked me to get him a loaf of some, you know, they make some nice bread there, whatever, like some, you know, date loaf or something, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, fine.
It's like, why does $5 fruit have to make its way into everything and ruin everything?
What do you mean? You don't even like bread.
I love bread. Let's try not to eat it.
Oh. So, anyway, I you know, let's see here. There's a lot of nice cars and bikes everywhere. People are obviously out for a drive on these nice-ass roads. And I pull around and I park at this Dudley's Bakery. And I turn around and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is this blue car? There's like this really neat-looking, clearly like 70-something Ben Restomodded JDM car, because it's got the headlights up on...
I mean, it's a Japanese car.
Yeah.
And he's referring to the mirrors being up on the fenders, not the headlights.
And then I... Here we go. I found a picture of it here. It's actually been featured on a video of Petrolicious. But let's see here. It's called... it's a crazy-ass name. It is called the Colt... Mitsubishi Colt Gallant GTO, and this is a GSR. So it's got a fucking ridiculous... I took a picture of the rear end, and literally it said... There was like five different nameplates on this car. It said Colt Gallant on the side. On the back, it said GSR. Then there was one that said GTO. There's one on the left side. I forget what it said. But anyway, so like I'm like, oh my God, this is a cool-looking fucking car. And of course, it's just out in the middle of nowhere in, like, you know, Southern California. Somebody's out for a nice Sunday drive. And then I look at the cars beside it, and it's like six Datsun 510s. And a couple of them, I walked around and looked at them. A couple of them were caged. You know, they had all the nice tires. So, like, and I'm like, oh, man, this is the only cool part about California I like. There are some good roads to drive, and there's, like, really fucking cool cars everywhere. What do you think, Ant? You're just staring.
I'm just thinking, this is my favorite type of general car. Like, if I had to... Speak in generalities, this is my favorite kind of car.
I thought at first it was a Celica until I looked at the back and I couldn't tell what it was.
I couldn't tell it
said GT. Yeah. But it's, this thing's actually right-hand drive, and which is, you know,
yeah, that, so that it wasn't means it has sold to be imported in the States.
Yeah. There we go. There's a picture with the Ascent.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's super rare.
Yeah. And, thanks to, like, I posted a picture on Instagram, and I was like, holy fuck, look at these cool Datsuns,
it's
whatever
this
is.
It's super tiny, and, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been very nicely restored.
It's like two-thirds of a Mustang.
Yeah. One of my friends on Instagram pointed out that, like, oh, hey, that's a car that's been featured on this Petrolicious.com. They have a YouTube channel and shit. Like, it's a car website. And so I looked that up, and I thought that was pretty neat, like just randomly driving around.
Yeah.
So I continued my drive after that, and I went towards old San Diego. Through the mountains again, just nice driving, top down and shit. It was like warm enough in the 70s. So I've never been to San Diego, but I was told that I should go to what's called Point Loma.
So that's where Nick always goes.
Yeah.
He goes paddleboarding in San Diego or something.
In Mission Bay, he said. Because he said, you're going to drive by my bay, I paddleboard. I'm like, all right. It's fucking huge bay. But so Point Loma is this, it's quite fascinating. You can't really tell here by the Google Maps, but it's actually like a peninsula that juts out around the giant bay that surrounds San Diego. And it's a mountain. So it's elevated above the city. And let's see if I can do a Google Street View for Andrew here. And so, like, it's overlooking the entire city.
It's just a big cemetery.
And there's a gigantic veteran cemetery up there, which I didn't know about until I got there. But it's a beautiful view. So I get up there, and there's, like, tourists everywhere. It's clearly the spot to go because it overlooks this naval station, this naval air base. And then in the background, you can see the tall buildings and city of San Diego. It's just, it's one of those things you kind of have to see to understand. It's actually like part of a naval base, I guess. And so I'm driving and I don't know where to go. I'm navigating towards, there's a lighthouse at the very end. And people are just turning around. I get to a point and it's just closed. Well, that was the weekend that the government shut down. I don't know if you heard about this, Andrew. The government shut down for like 5 days. This is a national monument, so they just had barriers up. The government shut down, so you can't come here for a weekend. So
that sucks.
Yeah, because I would, you know, thanks Obama and Trump and all these fucking politicians, like fucking ridiculous shit. Anyway, but it wasn't too bad because
thanks Carter.
Yeah. Because I just turned around and like pretty much everybody was just parking at the on the side of the road by this giant National Veterans Cemetery, and I like so I walked around there for a little bit, and I was just thinking like, my God, what a waste of land! Like, can you imagine how much this land must cost?
Oh, I know.
It's just a fucking cemetery. And then the best part too is. Like, I walked across the street to look the other side towards the Pacific, and there's a sign there that says, I took pictures of it. I wonder if I can get to it fast enough. But it was ridiculous, right? So this is just basically a veteran cemetery that anybody can just drive up to and walk around or, you know, look for dead folk and such. And there's a sign saying, like, this is a national cemetery to honor our veterans. Please, blah, blah, blah. Here are the rules, right? It's California, so there's rules about everything. And if I can get to it fast enough, my favorite part is, there it is. It says here, in order to preserve the dignity and honor of our veterans' final resting place, please observe the following while visiting the cemetery. The first bullet point is no guns, knives, or other weapons allowed.
You might hurt dead people.
Yeah, I'm like, how the fuck is this honor? Well, I'm a living veteran. Why don't I get to defend myself, you dead fucks? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, how is that disrespectful if I'm carrying a weapon? Especially when these people died carrying weapons. That was their job. Anyway, pets not permitted outside of vehicles. That'd be kind of rude to have your dog pooping on the graves. No picnicking, biking, jogging, running, or other recreational sports of any kind are permitted. I saw one bitch running. I should have ran her down. But like, I'm a veteran. You don't run.
And stabbed her.
Yeah. No soliciting the dead folk, I guess. I don't know. No unauthorized gatherings are permitted. I don't know how the fuck you know if it's like, I guess.
You have to get a permit to visit a grave?
Yeah. Like, what if there? If you have more than two family members? And then it says don't litter. Right. That makes sense. So anyway, I spent some time there. And then it was my you know, time to start heading back up north. So this is the point where I fought with the goddamn Waze. Like, it's so annoying. Like, you say, like why are there not options to choose the path? Like, you just put in, like, I need to go back to L.A. to my hotel. But if you just put that in, it's like, bam, right to the interstate as fast as you can get there, whatever, right?
No, there are options to choose the route.
You can turn off freeways, but
no,
then...
No, you can choose different routes.
Sometimes. But I was not able to choose the route that I wanted.
Then you pick a place in between.
Yeah. It was just annoying, though. Like, I just wanted to drive up Highway 1, or I guess in this case it's also Interstate 5, up through Oceanside. Hey, we're watching a TV show about Oceanside. What was that? American Vandal?
Oh.
American Vandal. That was Oceanside. I just saw it right there.
Everybody should get on board with baby farting.
Yeah,
if you don't know what it is, then just you'll figure it out.
American Vandal on Netflix is what we're referencing. So I finally fight with the Waze and figure out how to get on this goddamn road. And it kind of did suck a little bit because it's going through all these little Oceanside towns with a lot of stoplights and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But holy motherfuck, that's where the money is at.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I've never seen so many Bentleys. And I saw a McLaren of some sort. It kind of went on a side street. I didn't see it too well, but it was probably like a 520 or something. Could have been a P1. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. But anyway, just super expensive cars everywhere and just G-Wagons. I saw so many G-Wagons. Those are expensive.
So let me ask you this. I've been all up and down the East Coast. I've seen the big houses and the cars and... You know, I've been to Miami, tons of cars down there. West Coast of Florida, quietly very impressive in some areas. You know, I've seen all of that. And I've been to Colorado and Utah and Arizona. And I've seen the mountains.
Okay.
And I've seen the roads.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen the beach. And I've seen the coast roads. And I've seen the coast.
Yeah. When you're getting it.
Do I need to go to California?
Oh, no. Probably
right.
No.
Like after all of that, what does California have to offer other than it's like Colorado and Miami combined?
The thing about California, I think, like being in LA, what's interesting is just the, like now that I've driven these mountain roads, I was watching TV, right, in the hotel and stuff, and every car commercial, and most shows probably too, they're all filmed
around all filmed in LA.
But I never,
Hollywood.
Like now that I've like physically driven them, I'm like, I could tell immediately. I was like, oh, that's like a Los Angeles area, Southern California mountain road.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that's kind of interesting. And like the other thing about LA is just, you know, about all the places, like the names of the roads. The Hollywood sign and these things here and everything. It's LA
in
is
York,
in the pop
though.
Culture. Yeah, but the pop culture of Hollywood and shit, like all the movies and TV shows and everything takes place there. And it's kind of neat to be in that area.
Yeah.
Like when I was there the first time, the Long Beach Grand Prix was about to be set up in like another week. So they had the barriers up and shit. The roads weren't closed down yet. But I was like, oh my God, I've seen this on TV and in video games. And now that I play a video game afterwards, I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, that's where my hotel was. That's the little fucking weird bridge thing that looks like a roller coaster across the road.
Yeah, but that's not exclusive to L.A.
No.
Like, I've been to Sebring, and I play Sebring in video games.
Yeah,
and it's
well,
like, yeah,
I would be... Yeah, I mean, I would enjoy that, too, to see a place that I've never been to before but have seen in television or movies. It's just... There's a lot of it in L.A. that you hear about, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm just a dumb middle America guy. And I don't know. I'm not worldly enough because I don't really have any desire to visit L.A.
No, I have.
Like, if I'm going to make a trip out west like that.
Like, I would never do this of my own accord. I would never vacation to Los Angeles.
Well, let's not even say L.A. Let's just say Southern California.
I don't know what the fuck I'd go out there for.
Right, but if I'm going to take a trip, like the idea of visiting Northern California or the Pacific Northwest or the Rockies, that's all very appealing to me.
Yeah, you know, like Yosemite and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like that would be way more interesting than Los Angeles. I would just happen to be there for
all
another
right.
reason,
well,
so I took the
earlier,
opportunity.
You're like, you should go at some point. That's what you said.
Well, okay, that's not what I meant. What I should have said is, if you are there for some reason and you get the chance to do these things, I wouldn't suggest going to L.A. just to do these things or some shit, because they're not really that amazing, I guess. It's just the fact that I was already there for work. So I'm glad that I was there for work and got a chance to finally do something. Because normally when you travel for work, you're just somewhere for a week and you leave. And you see your hotel and wherever you're at, you know. But I don't know. It was kind of cool. A lot of fancy cars. Stopped at a McDonald's. Had to piss real bad. So the sun had gone down. I kind of missed the section where you're near the ocean when it's sunset. So I didn't even bother stopping and looking at the ocean. But I stopped at a McDonald's to pee. And I was like, oh, I bet this is the fanciest. It was like Laguna Beach. And I'm like, this is probably the fanciest McDonald's I've ever been in. And they had the robot kiosk. I should have used it to order a coffee because the lady behind the counter was super obnoxious. She's like one of those old ladies that just talks and rambles on about random shit. She was like, I bought a coffee. And she just turns around. She's like, oh, no, we're out of coffee. I thought it was full. Oh, you're going to, you know, oh, I'm so sorry. And all this. And she took my receipt. After I paid, and she was rambling, and she set it down, and she's rambling and rambling, and then she just picks it up and wads it up and throws it away, and she hadn't even offered me the receipt. And I was like, oh, well, that was a $2 coffee. Who gives a shit? Or like a dollar coffee. Whatever it is at McDonald's.
I don't know.
And as I was there, like, so the first time I go in, and I think it's kind of a fancy place, you know, there's like really nice cars in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm waiting for my coffee, some like super skeezy kid comes in. He's like, oh, yo, man, oh, I just went through the drive-thru and like I had a McDouble, wasn't on the order. And the manager comes over and he's asking, like, well, do you have a receipt? And he's like, oh, fuck, man. No, I don't have a receipt. And I was like, is this kid scamming? When I went out, it was the most beat-ass Mitsubishi Eclipse with a soda sitting on the trunk I'd ever seen. And it, and then, like, I watched the same kid come out after that, and I thought that was funny. It's like, is this where people scam? You know, like, is that the scam? Like, you go to a nice place in town and claim that you just went through the drive-thru? I don't know. Or is he just some rich piece of shit kid?
Not if it's a beat-ass Eclipse.
I guess not. There's got to be poor people that live there somewhere, right, that work?
Yeah.
And when I came out of the McDonald's, there was a new hobo on the corner setting up camp right on the sidewalk of the McDonald's.
Oh, a new hobo.
Yeah. Fucking hobos everywhere. I saw one hobo. They all have shopping carts filled, like stacked full of shit.
Yep.
Just stuff. And I went to get lunch at one point. And the hobo was on the corner, and he was dancing. I should have got video, but I didn't notice him until I was pulling through the drive-thru, so I couldn't, like, videotape it. But he was just, like, on the corner. He's just, like, dancing for no reason.
Good.
Yeah, I guess he was happy.
Because there's hobos
happy
in Pittsburgh.
Homeless.
I see them.
Yeah.
I ignore
them.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
But they're not dancing for me.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Now, outside the Penguins game, and this is a staple, and I've seen this my entire life growing up, outside the Penguins games, there are hobos that are not just sitting there looking pathetic asking for money. There's a man playing beautiful saxophone for money. That I can appreciate. Yeah. And that's kind of like, it gives you a warm feeling in the cold, cold winter when you're going to see a hockey game.
I don't know that those people are necessarily homeless, though.
Right, yeah.
Those are like, just, like buskers. Isn't that what they call them in like the subway stations? They're called buskers.
I don't know.
You never heard that term?
Real quick, side tangent. Let's get away from L.A. for a minute.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from you since the hockey game.
Street performance or busking is the act of performing in public places for gratuities.
Best places to see buskers in Pittsburgh from CBS Pittsburgh. What?
Oh, wow. Google is stalking the fuck out of us. Look at that.
Roberto Clemente Bridge, Southside, Pittsburgh Public Market, Mount Washington, Squirrel Hill. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, what'd you think of the hockey game?
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thoughts. Let's see here. I paid $21 for a shitty Miller Lite and some chicken fingers and fries. So I figured, like, I was kind of hungry. I could have gotten away without it, but I'm like, this is the first time I've been to a. This is the first time I've been to a sporting event as an adult. I went to like I think two, maybe St. Louis Cardinals games when I was a kid. Parents it's went
baseball.
Right? Yeah, baseball. But I've never been to a real sporting event as an adult.
Right. And that,
because it's
this
expensive
is a sport that
dumb.
Has action.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like football,
going to a baseball game is like, going to a stadium to watch golf.
Right. That's yeah.
Huh, I like that.
Surprised they don't have stadiums around golf. But yeah, like baseball is boring as shit and football is probably boring as fuck live. Because you're likely freezing to death or hotter than shit, and you're just sitting there for 3.5 hours, and you're probably so far away from the action you can't really see. There's no, like, what are you watching?
And we went to a relatively boring hockey game because it was early in the season.
What's really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like
I don't know what
fighting to get into the playoffs.
No.
I mean, arguably they're fighting the whole season,
well,
but
yeah, right.
There's so many games that like.
Yeah, they
things
get really
amp up
desperate.
Towards the end, and then the playoffs. There's a lot of playoff games.
Are there?
Like, yeah, the playoff games in hockey.
Yeah,
like 2 weeks of playoff games equal an entire football season.
No wonder they went on strike years ago.
The amount of games that they play,
yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, so fuck these fucking football faggots.
Yeah, so no, it was cool. Like the stadium is a nice modern stadium. And I had fun watching the graphics because one of the jobs I'd seen posted at some point in my job search was, it was an internship, but it was for the graphics people that, you know, at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wow, that'd be kind of an interesting job. Probably not a permanent job.
Yeah, and you weren't invested in the game or the team or anything like that. You didn't know who
anybody was.
You didn't know who Evgeny Malkin was.
Nope.
Yeah, he's one of the best players in the league.
Is that a ref?
No.
Yeah, so I don't have any idea what the fuck was going on. The only thing I did dislike is that at football games, they do have, like, the refs actually talk when something happens.
Mm-hmm.
The refs at a hockey
game...
They're
not mic'd.
Yeah, they're not mic'd, and, like, I had no idea what the fuck was going on. I kept bugging you, asking what mm-hmm. happened, why are they stopping? And apparently offsides is a constant thing in hockey.
Yeah, otherwise you could just have a guy stand next to the opposing team's goal and wait to get a pass and
yeah.
be oh, wide okay. open.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could see why that would be a thing. So, but, well, so anyway, if I ever go again, which I imagine we will, I'm going to try and bring like a radio or something. Would be very handy to be able to listen to an announcer like as the game is going on.
So Tunity.
Huh?
Tunity.
Yeah.
That app.
Is that, what's that an app for?
That was the app where if you're at a bar and there's a sports game on or something, you can Tunity.
Oh, yeah.
And
right, the TV station.
I wonder if that works at a hockey game.
I don't know.
Game.
It would probably be a lot easier to just bring a radio, listen to the AM station.
Who
or
has a radio?
Yeah, no one anymore. Yeah. I used to have one of those little Sony radios I'd listen to as I walked home from school. And it was like, you know, in the late 90s, so they were super tiny.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And then when cell phones first came out, or at least smartphones, like, the you know, they actually had radio tuners in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could listen to the radio on your iPod Touch and shit, and the iPods. Nobody has radios anymore
no.
on their phones. Anyway, yeah, so the hockey game was fun. I enjoyed it. And, like, the Penguins won, which is good. And I got to see a fight. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Yeah, it was enjoyable. Leaving was not so much fun.
Oh, really?
Nah, because obviously...
I left pretty damn easy.
Well, you were...
It's hard to find the car. Yeah. I struggled finding the car.
Did you?
Yeah.
You forgot which...
I walked in a circle in the parking garage.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just hitting the button over and over and over.
Well, you left early because you were actually heading to New Hampshire straight from the game.
Yeah. Mistake.
Was it?
Oh, my God. I made like an hour and a half in, and I just started this cycle of like pull over, sleep for a bit, drive for a few minutes, and realize I can't. And then I pull over again and sleep for a bit. Then I wake up and I go, I gotta get going. I gotta get going. And I did that all night long. It probably started about 12:30.
Yeah.
1 o'clock maybe, because I didn't sleep much the night before, unfortunately. And then my whole day got fucked up because the game got rescheduled.
Yeah,
right?
We didn't know.
And I did not like make any kind of progress between the hours of 12:30 and maybe 6 a.m. I covered 2 hours of distance.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then, like, at 6:30, maybe, or 7, then it was just, you know, just cruising from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make it? You had to, you were trying to get to.
Didn't make it.
You're trying to get to
24 hours.
New Hampshire
yeah.
in time to return.
No, I was about 2 hours late.
No.
I just, at a certain point, I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah. You just have to sleep. Probably better than dying. Falling asleep at the wheel.
Death or defeat. I don't know which is worse.
So I took an Uber home, and that cost, I believe, somewhere around $34.
Good God.
Right. You know what we didn't know when we... Because we looked up the Uber
prime
prices.
Prime pricing or whatever?
Surge pricing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I'm taking an Uber home. So first of all, the stadium lets out, and I'm like, I know there's going to be surge pricing. So I check the price, and it's like $40. I'm like, poo, I'm going to wait. Well, they kick you out of the fucking stadium, right? So I'm like, oh shit! I can like the ushers are like, everybody has to leave and shit. So I'm
and
like,
it was a cold night too. You didn't want to be outside walking.
No,
around.
It was fucking freezing. So I go out. I like okay. I kind of like. I decided to see if I could walk around the stadium and see some of the exhibits and shit they have at stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was basically kicked out. So I'm like, okay, well, here's a door. And I went out the door, and I'm like, I'm just gonna kind of walk and try and find a place to like hail an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ended up in like some part of town where I thought I was gonna be mugged, which was probably like 10 feet. On the backside of the stadium, right? So, I walked by a homeless lady, and I'm like, oh God, they're just gonna kill me. So I hailed Uber, and it turns out at events like this too, like the price had dropped to a whopping $36. But I guess at events and airports, like I didn't realize this because again, we live in New Hampshire, and like Uber doesn't exist. They have dedicated locations at places like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm. About a mile away or something, like half a mile from where the fuck I need to be. And so the Uber guy's like coming, and it's like pickup location confirm. And I'm like, yeah. And there's this dotted line on the Uber app on the map from where I'm standing way the fuck across the stadium and over here in this parking lot. I'm like, wait, what? I'm not over. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. They have like places they have to pick up at, mm-hmm. I guess. So I have to walk all the way around the stadium and across the parking lot. It was probably a good quarter mile to three quarters of a mile. And which is, it kept me warm at least, I guess, because it was cold as shit. And then I still had to wait. And then eventually the Uber guy shows up. And it was funny because the way Uber works is it tells you, you got a picture of the guy, his name, the license plate of the car, the make and color of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I see this white Toyota Corolla show up with the license plate. And I'm like, oh, there's my ride. And as he's pulling up and I walk up, somebody else runs up and they're like, are you Uber? And the guy's like, no, you know, they're basically yelling like, are you my Uber? I'm this Uber. And the driver's like, no, because he's like, I'm like, hi, I'm James. Here's my, you know, mm-hmm. obviously you're my driver. And I get in and he's like, oh, these fucking people. He's like Middle Eastern, obviously. And he's like, these fucking people, they cannot read. Like, there's a license plate in the car. And he's bitching for like 5 minutes. And I was like, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I'm giving this guy a good tip. Because, yeah, it's got to be so frustrating because people are retards.
I didn't know how to tip. When I took the Uber home from the casino, I just got out.
Well, you do it on the app.
Yeah, I looked. I couldn't figure it out.
Or maybe they send you an email where you can tip. Yeah, it's not super intuitive.
No, I don't know.
So
it was supposed to be a free ride, too, for signing up for Uber.
Oh, yeah, I tried that.
It still cost me $6 somehow.
Yeah, so we found a promotion. Like the first time you use Uber, mm-hmm. the Penguins, they had a promotion. You get a free ride because we had tried to go to the game the day earlier. Or no, hours earlier that afternoon. We had to cancel that ride, and that counted towards our ride.
Oh, and I gave the guy so $10.
Uber fucked us. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Good job. Oh, well. Where were we at? I was driving back from through Laguna Beach and all the hobos and shit, and a little bit of the sunset, but the sun basically went down before, like, I didn't have a chance to stop anywhere on the beach, and like, eh, I did that the last time I was here. I've seen the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. I drove back to the hotel, got some dinner. I have become a Grubhub professional now. I basically just, instead of trying to find a restaurant, it's so much easier to just go back to your hotel room and go online and find it. It is really fucking expensive, though, because most of these places have a minimum order
and
a delivery charge, and then you got to tip the guy.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying for it.
That's why I always get takeout. I really don't like getting delivery.
Yeah.
Speaking of delivery, last night at poker, everybody was here. We're playing. And there's a knock at the door, and I go, who's here? Then no one's like showing up.
Everyone's already here that we know of.
So I go to the door, and there's a man with a case of Yingling and a plastic bag. And he's like, got delivery? And I'm like, what do you got?
Depends.
And he's like, beer and Cheez-Its. And I'm like,
what?
Where are you supposed to be? Or who's it for?
Yeah.
And he didn't have a name.
Really? Okay.
And I asked him, like, well, what house? Like, what's the address?
Yeah.
And he read the number, and it was our number.
Really? Yeah.
And I go, blah, 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 what? Like, the number, right?
Yeah.
The number, what? Like, what road?
Oh, he just gave you the house number.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was, so our road ends, and we're the last number on the road. But there's a road that meets our road right in front of our house.
Yeah.
And the last number on that road is the same number as ours.
Oh, okay.
So, like, one is, like, you know, 94 Stevens.
Yep.
And the other one is 94 Evans.
Right.
And they both are right next to each other.
Like, literally next to each other.
So, he was delivering beer and Cheez-Its to our next door neighbor.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of funny.
Well, what's even more funny is I would say 2 or 3 hours prior to that, we were making dinner, getting ready for poker, and I see somebody walking up outside the house, and I can tell that they're carrying a pizza bag.
A pizza bag?
Pizza bag. A pizza bag. And I'm like, what the fuck? did Andrew order pizza? And our friend Larry was here. I was like, you didn't order? And he's like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I go down and I answer, and he's like, hey, pizza. And I was like, who's that for? And he's like, well, oh, let me check the receipt. And it was John something and this address. And I'm like, oh, well, that's this address, but nobody lives here by that name. And he was like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to tell you, dude. That's not. And he's like, oh, I guess I'll call. And I'm like, yeah. But it was exactly our address. It wasn't like the other street road. Or something.
Wow, that is weird. I don't know.
So I wonder if somebody who used to
city
live...
City life, folks.
Yeah, it's crazy. Somebody who lived here could have had like the address in Grubhub and just forgot to change it or something.
Oh,
you know, or like
maybe.
Domino's.
Yeah.
You can go online and set up your address and shit. That's what I was thinking.
That makes sense.
Unless there's a road somewhere else that's exactly the same, but like one letter off or one number off.
Could be.
He typed, a 6 instead of a 7. I don't know. So that was exciting. So anyway, the rest of my week went okay. You know,
is there any reason for you to go back there and do further training?
Not at this time. So now I'm just doing, I'm doing programming from home.
Mm-hmm.
So, they purchased a laptop for me because I don't have I have a Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my personal computer. And I'm like, well, I don't have any software that I can. So basically I was like, yeah, I don't have a computer. And he was like, oh, we'll get you one. I'm like, okay. I just pictured they would have an IT department that has like, hey, here's a computer we use for work. We'll let you have. They bought a brand new computer.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought me into the office of the lady that does the financing or purchasing or whatever.
Yep.
And like one day he's just like, oh, you got time? Let's go. Like the CEO, like, goddamn, he's busy as fuck, right? Mm-hmm. You always think like the rich fat cat at the top. That guy's got
bullshit.
No fucking...
Yeah, it's not a rich fat guy at the top just lounging around playing into an automatic putting machine.
Right. He is so fucking busy. And I get up there and they're like, what kind of laptop do you need? And I was like, what? And they're like, what are your specs? What do you want? And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know. I didn't have time to think of this shit. So I just threw out like what I thought would be a decent computer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I kind of off the top of my head knew I need a graphics processor and like this much RAM and shit.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm doing simulation... machining, simulation, software. It's got to have a little bit of grunt behind it. So hopefully what I got works. But it didn't show up until the last day, like Friday morning, mm-hmm. and I was leaving at noon. And so, of course, I take the computer out of the box because now I have to bring two laptops through the airport. And so brand new computers come in these like little, I don't know what the material is. It's not quite cloth, but it's like a soft plastic. But it is sort of a bag shape. I'm like, oh, cool. I'll put the charger in there and the paperwork and shit. Left that there. I got to the airport and I'm like pulling my luggage out of the car. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I didn't pack the charger. So I had to have that mailed to me. So I can't do anything right now. The battery's dead in the computer. And of course, when you turn on the computer, it has to upload updates for 16 years.
Yeah.
And so I think somewhere in the middle of that, it died.
Oh, that means it's never going to work.
Yeah, probably. I shouldn't think about that. But otherwise, the trip went fine.
Well, that's great.
You know what's cool? Huh. Southwest Airlines.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Because they have funky paint.
Their airplanes are very nicely liveried. Yes. Lots of colors.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big fan of their heart symbol, though. Their logo is a heart. Because they're like, oh, fly Southwest, you'll love us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. Like the way they board is, have you ever been on a Southwest flight?
Don't think so.
It's weird. They have like, you have your position and they basically, I think it's first come first serve, and there might be different tiers based on how much you pay, but basically there's like group A and they line you up from like 1 to 60. So you have a number on your ticket.
Oh,
it's
I've
like
boarded planes like that before.
A37. Okay. And you get on and you just fucking pick a seat.
Yep.
Every man for himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So on the way out there, I was on pretty early. I was like number 34. And so I'm like, ooh, I'm going for the exit row.
Mm-hmm.
Got a seat. Like it's a 737-800. So there's three seats on either side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
I got a seat. Middle seat empty. Guy at the window. Whole flight. Fucking beautiful.
You should have taken the window.
I should have. He was already there. So I had to get at least a... I also really like the aisle seat too. Because then I don't feel trapped and like you kind of have a little more leg room, but I already had a shit ton of leg room.
Were you terrified?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Of what?
I don't know. I don't know what people are terrified
of. I get very nervous when we land. That was the one when I was flying in helicopters as a door gunner and shit in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
The landing always terrified me. That's why I always thought something was going to happen. In the middle of the flight, I'm fine. I don't care. I love hanging out of the side of the helicopter, like looking out the windows and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Getting near the ground fucking makes me nervous as fuck. Weird.
No, I get it.
Maybe not too weird, but yeah,
I think
that's
gets a little
shit
nervous
happens.
When you land on an airplane.
Yeah, because it's a little violent. Like you're like you can feel the airplane like decelerating and shit, and you can see shit going by the window.
Yeah,
and then it kind of like touches down, and it's
well, the worst part is like when you see the runway below you.
Yeah,
and you don't touch down for what seems to be an infinite
amount
of
like,
time.
Oh god, we're gonna die.
Like we're touched down the last 12 feet of pavement at the end of the runway.
I think that's because. You're never on a runway. You don't get to really see. Like, runways are, like, 1 mile. It's a long
or
fucking
more.
Distance. Yeah.
Yeah, so but... usually when airplanes are landing, they accelerate right before they land.
No. You're thinking of, like, aircraft carriers. Civilian aircraft don't accelerate before they land.
You sure about that?
Yes. Pretty fucking certain.
Well,
we do it.
Maybe it's something to do with small planes versus big planes. Because a small plane, you accelerate just before you land. Because what happens is...
fill me in.
You get like a little... Well, there's two things happening. One, you want to be able to take back off if you have to.
Right.
So you want to be going at lift speed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And two, you want to sort of create a little cushion of air to create a softer landing. Like, you want to sandwich the air between the ground and the wings.
That's what they call the flare, right?
I don't know.
Right, when the plane's coming down and it the nose tips up, it flares up, they call that?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's how they do it.
But
I don't know anything about flying
aircraft.
I
do think that you accelerate just before you land.
Okay.
Like, when the plane's descending, I think it's decelerating a whole lot.
Yeah.
Right? And then losing altitude.
Yeah.
But then the last bit, it starts to speed up again.
Hmm. Maybe you're right, because it does make sense. Because, yeah, if you have to, like... Because if you're below stall speed and something occurs...
Right.
You can't... You'd have to
There's
accelerate.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. It's a very good point.
So...
Hey, listeners that are pilots, let us know if we're fucking stupid or not. I know that aircraft carriers, they go full throttle when they land because...
In case
they
take off again.
Because if they miss the tail hook, then they got to take off again.
Yep. But... Yeah, and I've also seen, like, some pretty hairy runways and things like that. Like, I've flown to a lot of places in the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's got
to
be terrifying.
Where, like, you're flying onto mountain islands where, like, they had to, like, dump some dirt in the bay to make a runway.
There was an airplane that fell off a cliff at the end of a runway recently somewhere in the Caribbean.
There you go.
And it just, like, it skidded too far or some shit and just, like, down the, like, it was, like, you know, like a 50-foot cliff kind of, not really a cliff, but... A hillside to the ocean.
Yep.
And in the photos, it's just this giant, like, 737 just skidded right, bam, right off the end. And
yeah, and like
didn't
flying
go in the ocean.
Into Costa Rica and stuff, it's surrounded by mountains, shit like that. Like, I don't know. These runways are not like U.S. airport runways.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds terrifying. But my, you know what sucks too when you get to the airport too early and you're in an airport like LAX?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Well, because every time I go to the airport, I'm like, I got to get there early. I got to get through security. It's going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get there and I'm like, all right, cool. I'll be fine. I'm through security.
See, I get through and I feel trapped now.
Right. Well, that's what it was. Because at first I'm like, I wonder if they have a smoking lounge.
No.
I've been in one airport
once. What is this, the 90s?
They have them. They exist. I've been in them somewhere.
In the 90s.
I think Boston Logan had one.
Mm-mm.
Somewhere I went recently, there was a smoking lounge, and I went to it. But anyway, they're far and few between, obviously. But like, I always picture some airports have a huge concourse that's just like once you get through security, there's just a giant fucking building that you can wander through, go to shops, find different places to eat. LAX, I got there, and there's like. Three restaurants and two shitty shops. The rest of it's under construction. People just flooded everywhere. It was fucking packed. And I was there for like an hour and a half. And I'm just like, I was lucky to find a seat away from somebody.
So this is the main reason I don't want to go see new places.
I went to Einstein Bagels.
Yeah.
Got a sandwich. bitch toasted the fuck out of it. It was almost burnt. Like, it was hard. Anyway, yeah. Flying does suck. It sucks real bad.
Yeah, air travel.
Yeah.
Flying is fine.
Right, I guess it's...
Air busing is terrible.
Right. If you're wealthy as fuck and you can fly your own plane or charter your own plane, that would be great. So I made it back to Pittsburgh, no problem. Sucks to be back where it's cold as shit. That is the one thing. It is nice
it
to be...
It has not been cold as shit since you've been back.
That's true. Compared to 75 degrees
the coldest
the
it's got since you've been back is probably 38 degrees.
Yeah, that's true. Right. So at least it's not negative. But it was really nice to be somewhere for 2 weeks where it was 75 degrees.
Don't worry. It'll get hot as fuck here in not too much time.
Oh, then I'll probably hate it.
Yeah.
We'll have to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe Antarctica.
That's one thing I'll miss. Like, you appreciate the fuck out of summers in New Hampshire.
Shit. I did like the summers. Well, not so much the summers, but like spring and fall, right at the beginning and end of summer, great. And there's some times in the summer when it's pretty hot as well.
For the most part, it's fine, though.
I mean, it's not like the South hot where it's humid as fuck, so. Well, I guess I'll find out because I'm stuck here. Oh, man, I could have gone and seen the Salton Sea. Shit, that was not too far
I told
away.
You to do that.
Yeah, but I already had it. Oh, man, I was right near it.
Yeah, I told you to go do
fuck,
it.
I should
said,
have.
Listen to Mike Carano. All he does his entire life, he drives around and photographs things. He drives everywhere.
But where's Death Valley? That's like way the fuck out there.
No,
isn't it?
It's just a few hours to the east.
That's way more than a few hours.
It's the same distance as San Diego, just north and east. Yeah,
I still feel like this route was more fun.
All right, whatever.
It was a pretty good drive.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, like, I'm pretty certain getting out to the Salton Sea is probably boring as shit.
Nah.
I don't know. But then again, I also wouldn't know where to go. Like, the thing is like...
Try to lap it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do with bodies of water.
I had stops. Oh, man. I could have gone to Tijuana, too. I should have driven to the border, because I've never been to Mexico.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why the fuck anybody would want to, but I never realized either how big the Salton Sea is. That thing's huge. Isn't that man-made or something? Is that what it is?
Oh, I think so.
That's crazy. It's huge. It's like the size of Los Angeles. I guess that's why they call it a sea, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's it for my notes.
Wrap it up.
What?
I said wrap it up.
Oh.
Chat says, go to the border before the wall gets built.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we're trapped in the good side. So that was my... Thank you very much for listening. This has been the longest episode we've ever recorded. I forgot to start the timer again or the backup
it's been
record.
An hour.
So, Jesus, this is like a four-hour show.
Maybe we release this midweek or something.
We should probably do two parts, perhaps. That's what I'm thinking.
You mean three parts total?
Huh?
We recorded it in three segments.
Oh, you want to do three parts?
We recorded it in three parts.
Yeah, but we also record the regular show in two parts, but then we release it as one show.
Right. This can be... Yeah, this is an hour. We're at an hour and 41 seconds.
Not the whole... just this half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So this can be released separately later in the week on the regular feed.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. This has been Puking the Gang. PukingTheGang.com/VIP to sign up for the private channel lounge, our VIP section, where you can get special episodes. You can hear all about my ramblings around the Peterson Automotive Museum and the Griffith Observatory in sunny Los Angeles, California. Mattress and Lanes, weather is 73. San Bernardino, Riverside 73, Anaheim 73. I'm stealing that bit from Madame Corolla, sir. This has been Puking the Gang. Thanks, Andrew, for joining me in my own house. Where you also live. Right on!
We miss you too, Johans.